Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about health care.
Okay, is this for yourself or someone you know?
For myself.
What county do you reside in?
Bucks County.
Okay. And have you ever had services in the past, or would this be your first time applying?
Well, services in the past with a different company.
Okay. Do you have the waiver, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. How many hours a week do you have?
Right now, it's 84, but I'm splitting it between companies, 42 hours for one and
okay.
42 hours for the other.
Okay. And do you have your own caregiver, or you need the agency to supply you with one?
I need the agency to supply me one.
Are you gender friendly, or would you prefer a female?
I prefer a female, and
okay.
one that's bilingual.
Bilingual, aid.
Yes.
Bucks County. And you're transferring 42 hours, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Carolyn Garden.
Miss Carolyn, with a C or a K?
With a C.
Everyone spells it differently. Miss Arden, A, is it A-R-D or D-A-R?
D-A-R-D-E-N.
So Darden. Okay, date of birth?
Yeah. 8/27/48.
Okay, and your home address?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Take your time. Take your time, Miss Carolyn. I'm going to be submitting in this information right now.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here. Miss Carolyn, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Your home address?
185 Kenwood Drive North.
You said Kentwood?
Kenwood, K-E-N-W-O-O-D.
And you said Kenwood Drive, city and state?
Kenwood Drive North. City of Levittown, PA.
And zip code?
19055.
And a good number to reach you is the one on my call ID, the 609-731-0929 number?
Yes. Or
would you like to
list
215?
215-945-1022.
Got it. And who's your service coordinator?
Right now, her name is Simi, but that's getting ready to change at the end of the month.
Simi, and a good contact number for Simi.
Hold on 1 second. I have to
take your
up.
Time and grab something to write with while you at it so that we could exchange information, okay?
Okay. Are you, Simi? I just spoke to her this morning.
Ms. Darden, would you like us to use the 609 as primary or secondary?
Primary.
Okay. Is that your cell phone or your home number?
That's my cell phone.
Okay.
Good Lord. Oh, I should know her name, her phone by heart, but I don't.
It's okay. Take your time. With the smartphones, now we don't register phones like that. You know, you got to do is say, call Miss Shimmy, and it just pops up, so. It's okay.
Oh, I should do that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You should take advantage of your smartphone.
Call me, Simi. I don't know if I'm in the right place or not. Okay, I have it advertised now, so I'll be able to find her. Oops. Okay, her number. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Her number is 267-453-3766.
That's 267-453-3766, correct?
Yes.
Got it.
I'm trying to switch over to a new company, Keystone, because this is a person that was selling me a new company, a new insurance company. He really screwed me over, excuse my French. But that new company he gave me does not work with my present home care, and I don't want to lose them. I'm just trying to find the secondary one.
Gotcha.
So now I'm on the phone trying to fix it, you know.
Right.
And I'm not sure I can. So
let me see what we could do.
Okay.
Let me check your waiver. Let me see what's going on.
Okay.
Because we accept Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth, and UPS, PA Health and Wellness. So if the agency you're with doesn't accept your waiver, I'll take your waiver and assist you, okay?
Yeah, but I want to stay with them. I'm trying to get a second company because I need two companies mm-hmm. to cover all the hours.
Okay. So I see here, I see your waiver. I see everything is intact. Everything is in place. Miss Carolyn, do you want your Medicaid ID number or do you already know it and have it?
My Medicaid ID number, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's good to have. That's why I offer it to the patients. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I'm ready.
So it's 470-282-2125. And that's through Keystone, your Medicaid ID.
Okay. Now.
So now I just need you to write down some of the new agency's information so we could call Shimmy. And let them know what are your intentions. So like that, by the time the agency reaches out to them requesting an authorization for services, she knows exactly what you want, okay?
So this, what's this number that you gave me?
The number that I gave you is your Medicaid ID number.
Okay, my Medicaid. Nobody ever offered me that before.
Well, because it's usually on your card, on your Keystone ID card, but a lot of people miss cards or the numbers are too little to read. Well, it's worn off the card, so that's why I offer it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how soon do you think you can find an aid for me?
You in county. So as soon as we can get an authorization. So.
And the authorization would come from Simi?
Yes, from your service coordinator. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I found out that United Healthcare. They don't even have a coordinator. He didn't even know what I was talking about. And that's why I got suspicious.
No, so your United is your HMO. Only your Keystone would have a service coordinator. Not United.
Yes, but I'm trying to leave United and go back to Keystone.
No, but you have both.
I have both?
Hold on, let me go back. 1 second.
Okay.
So you have Keystone as your managed. Then you also have Medicare Part B and A. And I don't see United here. So they must have taken it out.
I don't see United here at all. Because I still have to see Keystone until either the 31st or the 1st of January.
Right, because you went. Yeah, so mm-hmm. What happened maybe was that Keystone just took over completely, and so it reflects on our end. Because your co-payments, your X-rays, your hospitalizations, everything is being covered right now through Keystone, and your primary, and you also your Medicare Part B and A. So I don't see here nothing with United anymore. So they must have.
Okay.
I guess it must have rolled over.
I didn't start yet, I think.
Yeah, right. That's why.
Do you see an end date for Keystone?
No, there's no end date here for Keystone. But it says the plan for Keystone, 12/30/2025. So I don't know if that means it's going to start 12/30/2020. Oh, here it is. Begin 12/30/2025.
What, Keystone?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay, let me call my coordinator to see what's going on. But yeah, you
have an active waiver, so you're good. So now let me just give you my information, so by the time you call them, you have the information in front of you.
Okay.
So the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care. Miss Darden, do you have any small children in your home? Any minors under the age of 18?
No. Okay. No pets. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay. Uh huh.
They hung up. I don't know. Yeah. Simi, I gave you Simi's number, right?
267-453-3766. But I'm going to be submitting the referral so that we could get you further assistance. But give me 1 second to see who can I assign to you to further you along, okay? Give me 1 second. Let me see who's available to help you.
Okay. What you're saying is true.
Huh?
I don't want to get my hopes up. But if what you're saying is true, they must have worked some miracles and kept me with Keystone.
Yeah, because I don't see United anywhere here. So just so you know.
No.
Give me 1 second. No. I don't see anyone here by then. Let me see who's available.
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name is Jasmine, and the number is 267, the agency's phone number. Yes. I'm going to send you over to Miss Melissa. She's going to be further assisting you, okay? Please hold.
Okay.